Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
That is Words of Truth and Value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
That was Sean P, the blood of the lamp. We are grateful for the blood. We are who we are because of the blood of the lamp. Lord Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for us. We are now called his own, and it's all because of the blood. We are grateful for the blood of Jesus Christ. 11 minutes it is, just after one. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Do you remember 3 o'clock? We have Dromini, you and us on something else. He continues with you at 4 o'clock. Dot Sasir on Spectrum. And after Spectrum, you have Pastor Ray Lekhodi on Tuesday Live. Right now, I'm joined by my queen. I'm joined by Pastor Patience Pokela. And yes, we are having her for the first time on Radio Pulpit, which is like really exciting. Muruti, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Muruti, am I on speaker?
Oh, let me take you off.
Donkey.
Sorry.
And the time now, my family, is exactly 12 minutes just after 1. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti, are you there now?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Thank you.
It's my fault. I should have let you know. Hey, Muruti, Skambergo speaking. Because you sound like there's a huge room. Yeah. And okay. Muruti, I'm so excited to be talking to you today. So, family, Muruti Patience is a born-again child of God, the firstborn of two daughters and a mother of one child, an author of two books, Sustained by Grace, and Hello Single Parents. She has to come to talk to us about singlehood, hey? For everybody who's single, she has to do that. But today, Muruti, we are talking about the power of knowledge. Yes. And one would ask themselves the question first to say, what is knowledge? According to the word, according to God, according to the scriptures, what is knowledge? I am reminded of the scripture that says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Yeah. Yes. What is knowledge? When we're looking at the word of God, what are we talking about exactly when we're looking at that word, knowledge?
When we're looking at, thank you so much, Sibongile. And sorry, greetings to the listeners in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. When we're looking at the word knowledge, both according to the Word of God and other sources, we realize that knowledge is information.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the Word of God, it's not just information, but it's revelation.
Okay.
You know, yes, and through the world, we talk of information that you acquire from certain sources. But I believe, this is my belief, that from the our side as Christians, it's the revelation that you get as you consult with God, as you study His Word, and also I also believe that you also get knowledge by means of association. You know,
okay,
just to associate with you, I can learn a lot from you.
Yeah.
So knowledge is something that is broad, that you can get it from anywhere. It's something that is not hidden, you know, from anyone. It's only available to people who are willing to get it.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Some people would say knowledge is power.
some people will say knowledge is power. When you don't have it, you are useless and all those and all that. But most importantly, what we have to know is that when you don't have it, there is no way that you can fulfill anything. That is one of those things, yes.
So now we are looking at the power thereof. When one searches for knowledge, does the power comes automatically, or is it that, okay, this is what I've seen. A person mm-hmm. will run with one thing that he has heard in 19-something. Yeah, mm-hmm. The 2000s are like, oh, 19, man. Yes, but you find a person is running with a certain teaching that they got mm-hmm. in the 90s, which is used to be powerful back then, and they're still mm-hmm. running with that. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about it, knowledge coming through association as well, Murut. So how exactly, let's start there, how exactly that does one get the power from it? Can that one, that knowledge that I had in 1999 still give the power for these times as well? Or does it depend on where your knowledge comes from? If it's the word, like you said, and it's revelation, then there's mm-hmm. power there.
Can I read just one scripture?
Yes.
The book of Malachi, chapter number 2, verse number 7. It says, "For the lips of the priest should guard knowledge, and the people should desire instruction from his mouth, because he is the messenger of the Lord of the armies of Israel." So it means, as you say, somebody will get knowledge from 19 Mang Mang, and then even... So I believe that a personal revelation or a personal... personal revelation, let me put it that way. Most of the pastors, they have that, and they share with us on the pulpits, and then they teach us that, because that was their personal revelation. And me, as a congregant, I'm sitting there and I'm listening, and that word helps me, and I run with it. But one of the things that we must be careful of is that information or certain knowledge can be seasonal. It's not everything that will carry you through to 10 years, to 20 years. It can change your life, yes, but it will not be relevant in the next coming 20, 30 years to come. So knowledge... I don't know if I'm going to use the mm-hmm, right mm-hmm. Language, but knowledge evolves or it changes.
Can because, we look?
The only thing that does not change is the Word of God. But what you have acquired through the Word of God cannot change. But God, through His Word, He changes you. So you become relevant to the season through the Word of God. But what I get from somebody else can change.
And where does the power come from, Murut?
The power comes from the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 11. It says, "And the people that do know their God shall be great and shall do great exploits." So the power comes from you knowing. The power comes from you knowing. When you know, when somebody knows something, no matter what you can say, they will never change from that. They because they know. So the power of every person comes from you knowing. The Bible says, "And the people that do know their God shall do great
exploits,
yes, and they will do exploits." Yes. So that is why I'm saying that whatever that we get from the Word of God, it empowers us. So in other words, knowledge empowers people. Knowledge is a source of empowerment. So that power, we get it from the Word of God and from knowing, this is what God said to me, this is what God is saying about me, and when I know it, that's where I get power from.
Will the Lord also punish us for the lack of knowledge, or is there a penalty for the lack of knowledge? I know the Bible says my people perish, but when it comes to our Father directly, I'm just thinking of a situation, we're getting there and God is sitting there with his hand on his cheek and he's like, "If you only knew," is there a penalty for that from our Father, or the lack of it on its own then will cause you to perish, regardless?
I think everything has been made available for us. I believe that everything has been made available for us. And it will be a penalty to you as an individual if you don't take what was made available for you and put it into practice.
Oh, so it will be a penalty. You will be penalized by the circumstance that you will find yourself in.
For your ignorance. Because something has been made available for you.
Yeah.
You are aware of it, but you don't want to use it.
Hmm.
For an example, somebody comes in and then he says, here is money for you. And then he puts it on the table. He didn't say, he just said, here is money for you. So what you do with the money, it's up to you.
Okay.
And you can go outside and say, you know, I'm suffering. You know, I don't have food in the house. But somebody came and put an envelope of money on top of your table to say, here is money for you.
Mm.
So your suffering, it's a choice. Because you have decided to ignore what was placed on top of the table.
Yo.
And you decided to focus somewhere else.
Yo.
And when that person comes, remember the Bible talks about the men with talents.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says they were given talents differently. There was another one who hid the talent. There was another one who multiplied. There was another one who kept it the way it is and never did anything.
Mm.
So whatever that is given to you, that is why the Bible says, to whom much is given,
much
is required.
Will be required.
So you are given. Why are you not using it?
Hmm.
You are given the word of God. Why don't you use it? It is at your disposal. It is there for you. Some of us, we open, like the example that I just given, somebody brings money. You open the envelope, but you don't take anything out of it. And you go outside and tell people, hey, you know what, I'm suffering. You know what, I don't have bread in the house. You open the envelope, you saw that indeed there was money there.
Mm.
But you chose not to take, and you chose to go outside and open your mouth to say, I'm struggling, I'm this and I'm that.
So the penalty is in you not taking a step on the knowledge that is there. That in that envelope, there is...
Yes,
there is a million rand for you to do whatever.
Yes.
Take it and use it. What keeps us what keeps us away from knowledge? What makes us or closes our eyes to knowledge?
I think what closes our eyes from knowledge is Bongile, it's the issue of ignorance. And that is very dangerous. You know, a very ignorant person.
Mm.
Or ignorance and carelessness will make us to be dead. You know, I wrote something here. I said, knowledge is the foundation of effectiveness.
Mm.
Knowledge is the foundation of effectiveness. So what drives us away from it, it's nothing except ignorance and carelessness.
Huh.
Like now, I made an example. I will go back to it. Somebody comes and says, here is a thing for you. And then you see it, you open it, you verify that, yeah, it is here indeed. You close the envelope, you put it exactly where you found it, and then you go outside.
Hmm.
That is carelessness.
Hmm.
And you don't even hide it as a treasure to say, you know what, this was given to me, let me treasure it.
Mm.
Or, you know what, this was given to me, let me do 1, 2, 3, 4 about it, because I've been complaining about it. So your ignorance and your carelessness will drive you away from the foundation of effectiveness, which is knowledge. So it means that when you don't acquire it or when you don't have knowledge, you will never be effective in anything. You will always go the opposite direction, as you just said.
Hmm.
Or it drives us away. Ignorance and carelessness drives us away from what is important.
Hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure, hi, Murut. It is like really disturbing because I'm just thinking about the Word of God, which is so rich for us.
Mm.
Okay, Murut, I don't want to use the word ignorance. Lord have mercy on me. I'm just wondering, but can we totally blame it on that a person was ignorant? They opened the envelope, but they didn't check. I know there are those who don't even open the envelope. They see the envelope, but the envelope is on the table daily. They pass it, They go in and out without even taking anything or checking anything on that envelope. It's like, yo, whose envelope is this? Or they know it's my envelope, but I never open it until the pastor says on Sunday, let's open our envelopes. And yet, after they've opened the envelopes with the pastors on Sunday, they come back with that envelope. They put it back on their tables to gather dust. They'll take it again next week, Sunday. All right. The envelope being the Bible now, which is rich with knowledge, which is rich with who we are, the power that we possess, and other things that we can do. I know there are those who are doing that, but there are those ones who take it and try to open it and open it. But yet there are certain things they are missing in that. What is the reason for all of that? And how do we deal with that? Sort it out. Solve it, if we can.
You know, it's. I was reading the book of Galatians, chapter number 1, verse number 18. Paul says, I think, let me just read it here. Paul wrote something very profound. He says, after 3 years, I did go to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. So it takes a willing heart. It takes, I don't want to say passion.
Does it take love? Loving our God?
It takes loving yourself. It takes loving God. It takes a willing heart. When somebody is willing to break barriers, when somebody is willing to break limitations, I know that we come from different families. We come from different backgrounds. We have different foundations. And we can't be ignorant of the fact that some of us, we are fighting certain patterns in our families, and that we don't want them to follow us, because sometimes we don't just blame it on ignorance, but there are certain things that are following us from, you know, from the background of our great-grandparents and all this and all that. So we are fighting a lot of things. But Paul here says, it took me 15 days just to know Peter. And the reason why he wanted to know Peter, I think it's because he knew that Peter was one of those apostles who spent too much time with Jesus. So he wanted to know that this Jesus that we preach, maybe to Peter, how was he? What kind of a man was he? So curiosity and wanting to know as well helps us, Sibongile, to break certain barriers. So it takes a willing heart to come out of certain things. So if you don't have a willing heart, or you don't have that tenacity to say, no matter what, I have to overcome this. I have to open this envelope and own what is inside of this envelope, then nothing will happen in your life.
I think more than anything for me, it's calling on love and drawing nigh unto the Lord.
And the love for yourself, the love for yourself. It starts with you. The other day I wrote on Facebook that love starts with me. It starts with me. You can't expect something from somebody. And most of the time we expect it from people who does not have it. So it starts with me. The interest that I have in me. What is it that I want to see happening in my life? What is it that I want to see God doing in my life? Do I love myself enough, you know, to go an extra mile for myself? We have kids, and then if I go an extra mile for myself, I know that I have built something for my son, and his children will come, and you know, they are not going to struggle, because I have made sure that I love myself. I put myself first before any other, and it's not selfishness. Some people will say it's selfishness, but I don't think it's selfishness. I don't think it's self-appreciation. I don't think that it's selfishness, because a lot of us, we are struggling from that. We don't love ourselves enough to make sure that we get what we have to get for the for our future or our destiny to be better and greater.
Sure. May the Lord restore our love, our first love, because I think, because I think we miss it right there by missing out on that first love. And spending time with the Lord, there's no way you can come out the same.
That's true. And one of the things is the absence of knowing that Sisibongile will always bring errors that are too visible, you know, public disgraces. When we don't, you know, when you love, God teaches you how to love. The Bible says He is love. So immediately when you love God, because He first loved you already, you just, you know, get in there and then experience His love. He will make you. There are a lot of us that are broken. There are a lot of us that are experiencing a lot of things. But the moment you open up your heart for God and then you go back to the first love, some of us, we got born again, and along the path, things happened. We threw in the towel and all this. But when you go back to Him and He embraces you again and He loves you again, that fuels back. It fuels you back to, you know what, because God loves me, you feel the warmth, and then you do what? You love yourself more. And that will cover, that is why the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Even the errors that were supposed to be exposed, we don't see them because of what? The love has covered them.
Sure. I can hear somebody saying, I do spend time in the Word, I do study the Word, but I don't... I miss out. There are certain things that I miss out when I am, even when I'm spending time in prayer and all. What is the role of the Lord Holy Spirit in all of this? Is He the one who gives us the knowledge and the power of knowledge? Are we supposed to be, because I know there are people who just go in and a person says, I just opened the scripture and it went to verse Luke chapter 2 verse, you know, and then I studied that.
And that's where I stayed.
Yes, 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 yes. So how do we do it? Do we rely on the Lord Holy Spirit to give us this power? Is He the power that we are talking about as well?
The Bible says, and Jesus said to them, I'm about to go to the Father, and I will leave you not alone. I will not leave you as orphans. But I will leave you with the Holy Spirit, who will teach you
all things.
All things. And all does not have a synonym. That's what I normally say. All does not have an, you know, those synonyms and what. All means all. So the Holy Spirit is the teacher. There is a verse that I read, I think 2 weeks back, that says, the memory of the just. The memory of the just is blessed. So God teaches us through the Holy Spirit. He reminds us through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, of course, He is that power. That is why I said it takes a willing heart. There are people who just read the word, but we don't just read. We read to get knowledge. And I normally say this to pastors, that don't read or study the Word of God to preach, but we study the Word of God to cultivate a relationship with Him. That if you didn't, you know, sometimes your heart is so heavy that you can't even open your mouth to pray. But the moment you open a word of God, and let's say you read from the book of Proverbs chapter number 1 or Psalms chapter number 23, and then you just go through it and you read and you read. Some of the scriptures that we read, they are prayers that were prayed by certain people. And maybe for that moment, as you are reading, the Holy Spirit is helping you to get through a certain situation. So the Holy Spirit is the teacher that was sent to us by Jesus to come and help us and teach us all things and to remind us. He said to them, the disciples, He said, He will remind you of everything that I have taught you and teach you what I never taught you. So He will remind you of the information I gave you and the revelation that you are going to get from Him as well. So there are two things here. He will remind you of what I taught you, and he will also give you what I never taught you. That is why he says, greater works you shall do, even greater than this, even than this one, you will do them. And it will be through what? It will be through your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So we cannot leave him behind. He's not a substitute of Jesus, but he came as Jesus. He came as God in the spiritual form. So we cannot leave him behind. He is our teacher. Allow him to teach you.
So you cannot delve into and eat the scroll without him. There's no way. It will be just dry. It will be just dry bread.
Yeah. It will be toasted bread. It will be just...
Oh, that one is worse, Murut. Okay, so ask the Lord Holy Spirit's guidance every time you spend time in. And I think even some of the knowledge, it comes with you spending time in prayer. But just hold it right there. Let's talk to your family member. Okay, I'm trying to take your call. I think you called a little earlier, and I kind of saw it a little bit late. Let's see if the family member is there. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, sister?
Hey, Babunko Sengia Pila. Umfundisi says if we read the scroll without the Lord Holy Spirit's guidance, it will be toasted bread. It will be so dry.
Yes. Then sinezwi likaNkulunkulu. Izwi likaNkulunkulu litholakala eBhayibhelini, kepha iBhayibheli alisibizi. Ya, manje lokho akusho imfundisi kuyiqiniso. Izwi likaNkulunkulu uma ufunda iBhayibheli ngaphandle kokuncedwa umoya engcwele liphenduka inoveli. Iphenduka incwadi yehistory. Sisibongile, kukhona into oyibuzile wathi i-revelation yango-1990 ungagijima ngayo. Ngizocela ungifundele u-Hebrews 5.
Okay.
Verse 12.
I'm running to Hebrews 5. Okay, I'm there. Verses 12. It says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracle of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Should I continue, Baba?
No, we'll stop that. This
morning,
then kudlule ebisini bese soya ku solid food. Manje uma lokhu wena usadla ubisi, usaphethele ubisi namanje, usengandlulele ku solid food. Uzoba nenkinga.
So phetha masi.
So phetha masi.
Yeah.
Ezwini likaNkulunkulu kuyakhulwa.
Right.
Lokhu bokumsebenzela, lokubokumsebenzela 10 years ago, kungane kwangangisebenzeli manje ngobe yabona umsonda kuphenduka.
Yeah.
Noma ukhuleka kanjani, uNkulunkulu uyakunika ngoba uyabona ukuthi akazi lutho. Maruma so nesikhathi eside, uNkulunkulu expecta ukuthi
ngabe
sowuyazi ukuthi ukhuleka kanjani. Ngabe sowusebenzisa ifaith yakho, akasakuniki njengeswane, njengengane encane. So ufuna ukuthi akunike nje njengomuntu omdala manje. Yabona umntwana, uma unomntwana ekhaya, uma ungathi umupha, uma angathi afuna isinkwa, athi mina ngicela isinkwa, uzosigipha umnike. Mara kungavela lowo 15 years, athi mina ngicela uzomshaya.
Because fanele sekakwazi ukuzenzela manje.
That's true.
Uyakwazi ukuzenzela manje.
Eish, yeah.
No, ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Babunkosi. Wow. Babunkosi says we grow when it comes to the things of God
and,
in
and
the
where,
word. Iriketla Muruti. Sorry.
Okay.
Just to explain to family members who couldn't understand that he says we need to grow and we grow in the word of God. You can't stay in one place. And that's why he took us to the book of Hebrews 5 verses 12 that talks about the solid food that we ought to get to. You can't be staying and eating, drinking milk all of the time. And he says on the question that I asked of one running with the revelation that he got or she got 10 years ago, whenever years ago, now, the person has to have grown more than the revelation they got some time back. Because now it's like you are drinking milk forever. It's already soured milk. And he says you can't. If you have a child in the house who is a baby and they say, can I have bread? Then you will prepare bread for them. But at the age of 15, you expect them to do that for yourself. It's exactly like that in the kingdom that the Lord expects us to grow. Muruti, over to you. For KC.
Okay, I was saying, but of course he was right, because when you read the chapter 6 of the same Hebrews, verse number 1, it says, let us leave the elementary teachings and go on to maturity. So we grow. You have to grow. You have to leave. There are certain things that you just leave and then you grow.
And I understand there's no way that you can grow without being in the Word.
Yes.
Sure.
And even as you grow, Sispongile, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, they will have, there are certain things as you grow, you don't, they don't interest you anymore. You know, not like, you know, when a child is growing, but they will watch the cartoons and they will like to play with toys.
Yeah, then later they're like, ay, boo.
Yeah, as they mature, when you bring a toy, it says, no, it's not for me, it's for babies. By that time, you're still a baby.
Yeah.
It's not for me, it's for babies.
Yeah.
And as they get to 16, 17 years, they no longer watch certain channels, they do this. So there are certain things as we grow, they don't interest us anymore.
All right. Muruti, let's take a break. Martino Malembe in Durban, in KZN. Hello, hello, hello. And he says, the power comes from us knowing. Eish, my lunchtime is over, but I'm fulfilled. Thanks. Martino, all of God's best as you're continuing at work. And we're taking a break. We're coming back with Pastor Pokela. And we're taking the sounds of Dr. Dumi. Jesus, you are my life. Ons kom terug.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Dr. Dumi gave us those sounds. Jesus, you're my life. And we are almost about the time to say goodbye to Muruti. Patience, Pokela, but we are learning so much. We are being empowered, and we thank God for that. And knowledge is power. Okay, no, we are not saying that today. But we are talking about the power of knowledge. The power of knowledge with Pastor Patience Pokela. And my family, yeah, we are being empowered, and you can ask your questions. I still have one more that I can take, either your WhatsApp, either your SMS, either your call, 012-334-1322. I still have that time, so you can call in Gesels met ons right here in studio, 012-334-1322, our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729, our SMS 937-871. There are people, Muruti, that I think about all the time, those who have been praying for a certain thing in their lives, those who have been going through certain things in their lives, and they've been talking to God about these. They've been searching the scriptures about these. They've been talking scriptures onto that, those situations. So you find a person going through a certain situation, getting scriptures, and start declaring the scriptures on the situation itself. But some of them go to an extent of being exhausted and coming back again, standing up again, trusting God again, and being exhausted. So in that manner, what's happening right there? What is affecting the knowledge? Because if indeed the power is in knowing, then because the Bible says that you will have anything that you ask in my name and it shall be done unto you. And so I'm asking, kinao, but it's not changing. What's happening right then? What needs to change?
He said something. He said, when you start believing God,
I think we are missing you now, Muruti. You are a little bit.
Hello?
Yes, Muruti. Yep.
Yeah, I said, Pastor Nkosi said something that when you start believing, God gives you everything. Like now, when if somebody can get born again today, they pray for something, tomorrow they get it, or after 3 days they get it. And it encourages you to say, wow, this God answers prayer. Then after my 5 years, 6 years being born again, sometimes you pray for a thing, they delay. I believe it's not, I don't know if it's written anywhere in the Bible, but I believe that that is a stage whereby your faith has to be tested. For am I in God because of what he can do, or am I in him because I love him for who he is? Because even you as a parent, it's not everything that you give to your child. There are certain things that you say, no, this is not good for you.
You have to grow.
Yeah, grow first, then you will get it.
Yeah.
And as they grow, you know, by the time they grow, they will be working, then he can provide for himself or for herself. So it's not everything that God will give to us at that time when we pray. I always make an example with Hannah. And I say, we don't know how long Hannah prayed for Samuel to be born. But the Bible says every festival, Hannah will go to the temple to pray. And the other person that we see in the Bible before Ishmael came into the picture is Abraham and Sarah. That how long did they wait before they got their promised child? So God takes you through the wilderness of life. He first provides for you. Then he allows you to go. And that's where chapter 6 of Hebrew comes in to say, therefore, let us leave the elementary things and come to maturity. So God is now introducing you to a season of maturity to say, now here, I'm going to teach you how to be patient. I'm going to teach you how to develop your faith. I'm going to teach you all this. I remember with me, Sisbongile, there was a time, there were certain things happening, you know, there were turbulences of life.
Yeah.
And I was praying, you know, that night I prayed, God, Father, I need miracle. You know, I stayed for almost 3 months 3 to 4 months without that thing. Until one day, I joined a certain prayer group, and there was a lady who was leading prayer, and he said, no, I want to meet this woman. And then she came. When she came that day into my house, she found that situation. And then God used her to take me out of that situation. So sometimes God will delay so that he can give. And during that time, as I was going through that, I remember God took me to a scripture in the book of Philippians. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding will guard your heart and your mind. And I was like, God, you can't give me the scripture because this is what I need.
Yeah.
I need this. And the following day when I'm trying to study the word Philippians, the peace of God that guard your heart. You know, I went through that scripture for 4 months without nothing happening until that faithful day where God sent somebody. So sometimes we want to pray today and get answers today, like when we used to, when we just got born again.
All right.
But it's not going to be like that always.
All right, family member, I saw you calling in, but I saw it late. Do I have time? It's almost time for the news, the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Yeah.
Babu Makamu, hello to you. Saying I am Anana Sibongile. Moyini kufuka. Ifukile babuman babung yeah, Babu Makamu. Thank you. So you see, when I try to speak, I'll get it. When we continue, I'll get it. So he says, I am learning all the grace to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm also happy to hear the voice. Kababu Mfundisi Nkosi. That is like awesome. Thank you so much, Babu Makamu, for tuning in and being with us. Pass our love and greetings to your family as well. My queen, what do we say in closure to family members, especially those of us who've been questioning God now? And because we are doing it all, we are eating the scroll, we are trusting the Lord, Holy Spirit. But there is this voice that we hear. I love the fact that you mentioned that God kept on bringing the same scripture to you. And that's the voice that you heard. But so many of us would hear the voice of what we are faced with more than the word of God. So what do we say in closure today about the power of knowledge?
What I can say to our listeners as we conclude is that don't be impatient with God. Let us not develop the spirit of, we want to cut corners with God. Let us be patient with God. And the other thing that we have to understand is that the absence of knowledge will bring public disgrace. The absence of knowledge will bring public disgrace. So for you not to be publicly disgraced, acquire, sit on it. You know, if I was somebody by that time, I would have maybe went somewhere to try and do my own things. And what the results that I was going to get after that, were they going to be pleasing to the Lord or to what? And the other person that we can learn from Sibongile is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that faithful day when he was supposed to be arrested and all that, he went to the garden. It's not like he didn't pray. He prayed. And he said, not my will, but thy will be done. And he was then taken and he was crucified. After praying, he faced another hardship after praying to his Father, and he faced crucifixion. So we are not immune to such things as well. Whatever that Jesus went through, let us expect it also in our lives. And then we must just continue to trust in the Lord, continue to study the word, continue and have faith in God, because the day God, the Bible says, God will do it at the right time. That right time is coming. It might not be today, it might not be next year, but that 4 months that I experienced, God was teaching me that you must know how God operates. He's not working according to your emotions, because when you are going through this, then God must just do as when you require. He's teaching you something so that the day you get it, you appreciate it, the days you never got those things.
Wow. My queen, thank you so much for ministering to us today. We don't have time to pray. I wish we did.
Thank you so much.
For family members who would like to talk to you directly, how do we do so?
They can contact me on 069-243-1909 or Facebook page, Prosperity Pokela Patients, and that's where they can get me.
Maruti, thank you. May the Lord keep keeping you. I can't wait
thank
to hear
queen.
So much that the Lord has in store for us through your voice. And we love you. Welcome to the Radio Pulpit family.
Thank you. Thank you, my queen. And God bless you, too.
May
thank you
he
for
bless
the time.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Family, do remember that you can find Maruti on Facebook. And her Facebook handles are Prosperity Patients Pokela. And her numbers 069-243-1909. That's how you can get hold of her.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.